live in the fucking ghetto and turn on the app and shit and like Cholo land. Which I don't mind, dude. I actually like the ghetto. I know it. I feel comfortable in it. It just could be a fucking pretty sketchy place occasionally. And I got some women that I love that live here, so it's kind of rough. But outside, when I came home, I was chilling with one of the family doggies, King Girl, and her new little puppy, new addition, Mama Midnight. But she shits all over the fucking house and sucks. And she shits all over my clothes. And I mean, shit is shit. But I mean, if I wanted to be covered in shit, I hang out with scum fucks, you know. I wouldn't fucking live in a goddamn house and try to get a normal job and have a normal haircut again, which is, to me, stupid. Because, I mean, like, why, honestly, do I really need to look a certain way and be some kind of conformed product that I'm selling my face and my, you know, my charm and my fucking ability to speak well, you know, to another company? Instead of investing in my own companies, I'm investing in their companies. And I'm not going to be successful, you know, running their businesses for them, you know what I mean? In management and shit, I'm not going to be successful that way. I'm not going to make any fucking money that way. I'm going to be stuck in the system forever, dependent on the system forever, instead of being my own person, you know? And once you have power, because money in this country, in America, is power, and that sucks, but that's how it fucking is, you know? At least in my opinion. Well, my opinion doesn't really matter because it's just mine, you know? It may matter to other people occasionally from time to time, but realistically, there is no fact in the world, I don't believe. I mean, I do believe that one day your body will be born, and one day your body's gonna die. I don't really know what the fuck happens to your energy inside of it. Some people call it a soul, and other people call it all kinds of shit. You know? But man, I used to be a fucking junkie, you know, and fucking slam dope, because it took everything away, you know? Getting that H every day, dude, it was simple and an easy operation. And coming up with the money I needed, at first wasn't a problem at all. And I had a pretty major habit, but I was homeless and shit, and I was getting sketched and nodding off, and waking up next to none of my shit, you know. I might have my fucking boxers on still, who knows. Maybe they'll left me with that, if I'm lucky. And so I started speedballing to stay up, so I wouldn't nod, and then, which really is not good when you start mixing shit. Because sometimes I'd be drinking while I was doing all this shit, smoking pot too, and I'd, of course, do hallucinogens from time to time when they came around or whatnot. You know, but I like uppers, downers, and all-rounders for my whole entire life, ever since I was probably, I don't know. I've been popping pills here and there since I was maybe 12, 13, and then I was a tweaker by 15. I was a heroin addict and crackhead by 16. Then I was a pod for a while, like when I was 17, kind of weird hit to get, dude. And then I was homeless again at 18, and I was an alcoholic ever since. With my father also was an alcoholic, and we used to get drunk together in the streets because my mom threw him out of the house because he was a drunk, yeah? And then she threw her firstborn son out of the house because, I don't know, I'm a fucking punk. You know, and I like to do what I want to do. I don't like rules and regulations, limitations. I believe it really hinders people. And I think slavery is wrong, whether it's slave of your soul, your spirit energy, or your fucking whatever you call it, or your mind, or slavery of your body, or slavery of anything. That's not correct. Law is slavery. You know, people don't need law to act correct. It's in your heart, man. You know you're not supposed to kill shit. You don't kill. You just don't do that shit. That's not what goes down. Give me my wife. What's up, babe? For real? Hell yeah. I wanna get a ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah, but I want them to put that, it's like this bourbon sauce, it's like red. Well, actually, no, have them put on like that, the Southwestern sauce on it. Yeah, a lot of it. Southwestern sauce. And then fucking... No, do it cold. And then put jalapenos and onions and pepperoncinis on that thing and lettuce. No tomatoes or cucumbers or carrots, I mean, that bullshit. I just want onions and jalapenos and pepperoncinis and lettuce. and then turkey, pepper jack cheese, and that southwestern sauce on like a five cheese bread or fuck that shit.
Okay, bye-bye.
Alright, bye. Love you too. Well, that's cool, man. She's actually thinking about me for once. Awesome. Well, I better fucking chug this damn beer before she gets home so it takes it from me. Yeah. Well, I'm about to have a child, you see, in a minute. And, gosh, that's pretty intense, man. Children are the most brutal shit ever. I've been involved in some violent shit, man. Violent shit. I was molested by my stepfather. I was beaten by my real father when I was a child. And then I was his alcoholic buddy when I was 18 out on the streets, and I know where to go. We kind of teamed up for a while, and he wanted me to go to shelters. And I told him, fuck rules and shelters. I'd rather just sleep right here under my fucking bridge. And if I don't like where I'm living at the time, I can always get on a train and hitchhike out. Fuck it, you know? And you meet a lot of cool people in travels, you know? And you get to know America a lot better when you travel that way. Because you get to see all kinds of aspects of life. And I don't really choose that, you know? It kind of changes me and shit. But I would recommend it to people. I mean, I'm not saying being a squatter is fucking cool or hit, man, because it's not, you know? It's really fucking rough. I mean, it's like the military. You know, like, people think going to the military and serving their country is cool. But when you come back from that shit, you're going to be changed. Forever. You know? Like, all my friends who went to Iraq, you know what they went down there? They went down there to kill a lot of militia kids, man. Children. 10 and 11-year-olds. Loaded all up on fucking drugs, man. With fully automatic weapons, running up at you, running shit, because they've been living war their whole life. You see? And they send you over there, your SEAL's gonna tell you, kill this motherfucker, you know? And you're gonna live with guilt for that shit forever. Just like if you live on the streets, you're gonna do a lot of fucked up shit. You're probably gonna do a lot of drugs, maybe. Blackout, don't even have recollection or memories. I mean, you get so twisted, you don't even want to fucking think or feel anything, ever. It's fucking ridiculous, you know? Which is why I recommend to people not to fucking be like that, but at the same time, to go and try and experience something like that. Because even if you're rich or have money, you know, you have to be a well-rounded, you know, person, you see? I mean, being privileged and being born with a silver spoon in your mouth is fucking stupid. It's dumb. It's bullshit. It doesn't... You are missing out on shit. Book smart is completely different than street smarts, man. But if you want to be a well-rounded person, you gotta be book street, homie. You gotta be able to relate to people around you, all walks of life. Especially if you're ever gonna be a leader, if the people elect you to lead them, you see? You have to fucking know the people. You have to know what people that live in poverty go through. You have to know what fucking vets that went and served our country and are homeless alcoholics now, living in guilt. They have a government throwing them away like their fucking possessions, and it's like a car that broke down and they want to fix the engine. They're like, fuck it, I'm a junkie. Make a couple bucks off it and buy a new fucking shiny car. That's what rich people think because they have money, you see? And I bet you, even if the poor were to get a lot of money, they may even be crooked money, which is why money's evil. Trading barter is better. 100%. Trading barter is the way it was. It's the way it always should be. It's been around 10 times longer than currency. Currency is a rich fucker's idea who's lazy. He don't want to ship over fucking grain and rice and gold and silver on boats. It's too damn heavy. So they created notes. But now the notes don't mean shit because there's not enough gold or silver or anything or platinum to cover those fucking notes. Not even this country. And everyone has their guns pointed at America, waiting for us to slip. That's why we have to have the biggest military. That's why we have to continue being tyrants. I mean, we don't live in a democracy in this country, man. This is 2009. We're about to hit a depression because we had the Republicans in office for 8 fucking years. Fucking shit up. Sucking up all the people's money, investing it in their fucking companies, and getting real fat and rich because they weren't rich enough yet. That's why people like that are fucking pieces of shit. That's why there's poverty and hunger and drug addiction. Where do you think the drugs come from? The rich, man. You know? Alcohol and shit, owned by Republicans, homie. I don't know if you heard. Cigarette companies too, homie. Guess what happens when a depression hits? Alcohol and tobacco prices rise because everyone is chain smoking and drinking like a fish. Not to mention fucking getting all kinds of opiates, all kinds of shit. You don't think people that grow marijuana, or grow opiate, or grow coca leaf, or grow any of that shit, produce I mean, where do you think speed comes from? Meth is just ephedrine that's been purified. Who do you think made the ephedrine? The fucking pharmaceutical companies made it, man. You know? It's all a bunch of corrupted ass shit. They involve the poor, use them as pawns in their fucking little game, and destroy them. Toss them out. Like right now in Ventura, dude, 2009, okay? This is fucking February. Like the second or third some shit. Dude, then this one guy, his name is Officer Aaron Drake. He's been on the force for 15 years. He's a fucking prick, alright? This guy is an ass. I mean, he went down and been waking up homeless people with a gun to their face, asking why they're still fucking sleeping after telling them to leave. I mean, and these are people that have served in the military and are broke because a government that's supposed to be for the people by the people is not. It's not a democracy, it's an oligarchy. It's run by a couple fucking dudes that are super fucking filthy goddamn rich. There's like 5 or 6 people I think that own like everything, man. All the fucking companies. And they have their little minions. They're just called subsidiaries. Really just a bunch of gangbangers, you know? Cops too. Drake is harassing the homeless like a motherfucker. He's one of them. Except he's so bad and so evil and fucked up, you know? And such an oppressor that none of the cops in the force even like him. They all think he's a piece of shit. Two, his tactics are brutal, he's fucking rude, he's an asshole. He's corrupted by this fucking system, and he's stressed because he handles goddamn jobs so he takes it out on the poor, like the rich. So he's just the biggest piece of shit ever. I mean, if it was up to me, and I was a patriot enough, I would go fucking address my Second Amendment right. Grab up arms, form a militia, and overthrow his corrupted oppressor's ass. You know? Because that's what Drake deserves. To be overthrown or kicked off the force. But people live in fear, Drake, so I was gonna do shit. I'm gonna let that motherfucker run around, but I see him, I'm still gonna feed the homeless, and I'm still gonna say, hey, why don't you leave these people alone, man? And he can throw me in jail too, and I'm gonna fuck him. And I'm gonna go to war with him, dude, okay? He can beat me up. I've been beaten by cops many times for standing up for the people's rights. And I don't know if that makes me a patriot or something that doesn't like injustice or whatever you want to call it, you know? But I'm a proud American, but also an anarchist, and I'm a heretic, or a pagan, or whatever you want to call it. I'm not a religious person. I believe in the sun, the moon, the fucking stars. I don't believe in Christian capitalists and Catholicism. It's fucking evil. They're not walking the ways of Christ. They're goddamn gangbangers. Same thing with the feds, dude. Same thing with all these countries. A bunch of fucking gangs. Just like the Norteños and the Sureños and the Crips and the Bloods and the Peckerwoods and the HAs and the fucking Yakuza and all that shit. Chinese Mafia, Mexican Mafia, Italian Mafia. It's the same goddamn shit, except there's underworld criminals and there's legit criminals because they created laws to let their criminal shit go. You see, they're allowed to do their shit because they're the ones in power. They have all the money. They have all the influence. And they make laws making their criminal ways legal. And making everyone else's criminal ways, which are just as evil as them, illegal. And it creates crime and money for the system. Sorry, I'm a rambler. Maybe I'll put this on the fucking radio one day. Who knows? Who cares? It's just a historical reference that's making my mark on this goddamn world because I'm having a kid, man, and I only have another 2 or 3 weeks so this thing comes out into this fucking evil-ass fucking world. It's got me worried. I want to get guns, fortify a fortress, stack it up with all my motherfucking homies. We'll be a big family of a bunch of fucking punks and metalheads and outlaws and shit, you know? Folk artists and country singers, and we're just kick it in a sick compound, make music, do art, ship it out, you know? When we leave with armored tanks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Armored vehicles, playing it up, foil mag shit, anything that's legal, we'll do it up. We'll be a militia too. Because when cops do injustice, people should have the right to pull a gun on a cop and say, you, drop your weapon. You are under citizen's arrest for harassment and assault. Invasion of privacy, public nuisance, all kinds of shit. Cops break laws all day long. You're parked illegally, cop. I'm putting you under arrest. Citizen's arrest, motherfucker. That's right. I'm part of the people. You serve us. You're supposed to protect us. You don't serve and protect money and property. That's what you're doing now, but you're supposed to serve.